Our reading for today is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 13. After Jesus went about in Galilee, he would not go about in Judea, because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Booths was at hand. So his brothers said to him, "Leave here, and go down to Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers believed in him. Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always here. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify about it that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not going up to the feast, for my time has not yet fully come." After saying this, he remained in Galilee. But after his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he also went up, not publicly, but in private. The Jews were looking for him at the feast, and saying, "Where is he?" And there was much muttering about him among the people. While some said, "He is a good man," others said, "No, he is leading the people astray." Yet for fear of the Jews, no one spoke openly about him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Christopher Gillespie from Grace Lutheran Church, Dyer, Indiana.
In the holy name of Jesus, amen. It is nearly the 15th of Tishri, and the time for the annual Feast of Booths. His brothers want Jesus to go and celebrate the yearly remembrance of their wilderness wanderings. For 40 years, all of Israel lived in tabernacles as they exodused to the Promised Land. So his brothers said, "Leave here and go to Judea, that your disciples also may see the works you are doing." But Jesus refused. Jesus would not go about in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Jesus, isn't this what you came to do? Didn't the Son of Man come to be crucified and die, and on the third day rise from the dead? So why not go ahead to Jerusalem and get it over with? And maybe show us a few signs while you're at it. Well, he won't. And so his brothers accuse him of cowardice. "No one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. Show yourself to the world, Jesus. Come on, Jesus, prove who you are. Flex those almighty muscles. Pull off some more of that water-to-wine magic. Feed another 5,000. Read minds. Clean the temple. Heal the sick. Be the Übermensch, the Superman we all want. Do it just the way we want it, and do it now." St. John's Gospel operates with a different sense of time than that of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It's not linear like a history textbook. With John, Jesus repeatedly speaks of his time as the moment when all the pieces of the puzzle of history fit together perfectly for him to be about your salvation. This day, the 15th day of Tishri, is not the day of your salvation. It's not time for him yet to go to Jerusalem and to be about salvation. So he said, "My time has not yet come. You go to the feast." And then he waited patiently. He waited for the day fixed by the Father. That day would be the 15th of Nisan, Holy Week. More specifically, Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, the day of woe. On that fateful day, all of history past and all history to come was written. The day of judgment for sin of the whole world, of your sin, fell upon Jesus. That was his time. The time when all the evil works of the world, all of our hatred of God, was placed upon his shoulders, weighing him down as he hung upon the cross. And that cross ended the Sukkot, the Feast of Booths, of Tabernacles, forever. No longer are we doomed to wander like our forefathers in the desert, people with ramshackle homes made with hands. By Christ's death and resurrection, we are set free from bondage to sin, death, and devil, and now are heirs of a new homeland of heaven. All the temporary tabernacles of this earth will give way to the mansions prepared for us. So also God himself is no longer shrouded in cloud and fire or hidden behind tabernacle curtains. Jesus has revealed himself. He wants to be found now in this time by his means of the Spirit, holy baptism, holy absolution, and the Holy Supper. When we gather around these festive gifts, we are receiving him just the way and where and when he wants to be found. When you receive him in these gifts, his time has truly come for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Christopher Gillespie from Grace Lutheran Church, Dyer, Indiana, for today's meditation on God's Word.